He makes sure that the gold is pure. There's purity in the gold. Not everything that looks like gold is gold. Amen. Come on. And then Jay had a word about us sweating gold. And then you guys give me a coin with gold in it. It's like, okay, God, this is phenomenal. What is God saying? He's saying, I've called you to be the overseers and the administrators of my glory. I want you to step out of that realm of slumber, the realm of it's almost like, you know, we're tarrying, but we're not receiving. God says, no, I want you to step out of that season of missing the moment. And then you guys spoke another word about saying yes. And the whole afternoon, I'm lying in my room, and God says, I'm going to start a movement. I'm going to start and create a yes movement. A movement of obedience. A movement of breaking in and breaking through and taking back what the enemy has done. So tonight, I just feel the Lord wants to speak to you about owning. You've got to start speaking this thing. And so you can say the title in different ways. This should be my revival. You can say that. You can write this down. This should be my revival. This could be my revival. Or this is my revival. But you've got to own it. You've got to choose it. And you've got to say, God, I'm carrying something that was ordained and commissioned before the foundation of the world. But you've got to be alert in the season. You can't be sleeping on the job. You've got to be alert. You've got to be discerning. We've got to become like the sons of Issachar that knew the signs of the time. And so let's go quickly to Ephesians, because Ephesians chapter 1 just gives us an insight of the expectation that God has put on the church. There's something that is put on side of it. When I walk into a bakery, I'm expecting to buy fresh bread. When I go into a butcher, I'm expecting to buy the stuff they sell. I mean, there's an expectation. It's like when I walk into a wine cellar, I'm expecting to get the best wine. When I look at the church, there's an expectation that we've missed, that we are the new wine. We are the fragrance of the Lord. And I believe many times we miss the moment because we've got our eyes on what happened before the cross instead of understanding what happened through the cross, so that we can come and stand before God holy and righteous and redeemed and powerful and cleansed and holy, instead of thinking that we are in the pig pen with the devil. I'm not in the pig pen with the devil. I'm standing on this side of the cross, holy and righteous, a son called of God, full of the power of God, full of the anointing of God. And God says, I'm expecting a fragrance to come out of you. I'm expecting you to portray and to be such a reflection of my son in the season. In other words, everything that's happening in the kingdom right now is all wrapped in me. And as I live and have my being, the kingdom of heaven should be manifesting through me and through you. But we don't have that concept, because we are so connected to what has not worked. We build a theology around what's not worked instead of building a truth and a revelation around what is working. Let me say that again. Some of us sitting in this room, you've built a theology around what's not working. You built a theology around what is not happening in your life, instead of building a theology around who you are in Christ Jesus. Come on, just say that. I'm more than a conqueror. You're more than a conqueror. You need to go and study that word out. More than a conqueror. In other words, wherever you put your foot, I've been traveling this year, and I've deemed myself to become so aware of where we put our feet. When I flew into England, I said, God, this nation belongs to me. That's not arrogance. That's just, I know who I am. When I went into Belgium, this nation belongs to us. Amen. Come on. Yeah, don't shout me down. Because some of you are still intimidated. You've allowed the devil to intimidate you, so you stay in your corner. and nobody gets touched or healed or delivered or set free, and yet you carry the glory of God. You carry the most amazing gift. You carry revival. You carry the same spirit that was at creation, at the birth of Jesus, at the resurrection. You carry it. That ought to get you excited. That ought to get you so excited that you can't wait just to get up in the morning and just do some stuff around just to say, hey, how does this work? Amen, come on. And I've had so many amazing experiences. And listen to me, I'm assured in who I am as a son of the King. Why? Because I'm starting to realize it stops with me. Revival either starts with me or it stops with me. But you've got to start to understand that God's word will never go beyond the four walls of your house if you don't understand who you are. But if you understand who you are, God will give you nations. Listen to me. Alaska and the nations will be bread to you. That's what the word says. It'll be bread to you. The devil just wants you to think, well, you know, you'll never go beyond Alaska. No, let me tell you right now, there are nations right now. We went to Europe and everybody told us, Europe's dead, Europe's black, Europe's this, Europe. Let me tell you what I found in Europe. I found revival in Europe. Hundreds of people crying out to God. And so when I read this stuff, it's like, Lord, we've got to start to find this stuff in the Word. Ephesians 1, let me just read this, 17. It says, for I always pray to the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory. Say that with me. The Father of glory. Say it again. The Father of glory. Say it again. The Father of glory, that He may grant you a spirit of wisdom and revelation. When last have you asked God for wisdom and revelation? God, I need the revelation of what's happening in heaven on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. Come on. You're a walking, talking, supernatural picture of Jesus. Come on, man. Greater is He in you. Randy, do you believe that? More than God, do you believe that? You the head and not the tail, do you believe that? Do you want that? You're not sure. The front row maybe, but the guys at the back, I haven't heard you say one thing. You see, you've got to start to talk to yourself, because we've got to talk to ourselves, get yourself out of this whole thing of being wary and just, I'm in the corner, I don't have anything to say. You've got to rise up in this season because this matters. Come on, nations are in the balance. It says in Isaiah, it says, multitudes, 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 multitudes in the valley of decision. And all they're looking for is a church full of hope. Say hope. Courage. Faith. Come on, the world right now. How many of you know the world needs some hope? Needs some courage. And yeah, we are. We're the church. We're full of life. We're full of the anointing of God. We're full of power. We're full of the Word. We've got all these giftings off, and we don't have anything to do with anybody because we just worried about us. You are revival. You need revival in your family. You need revival in your marriage. You need revival in your finances. You need revival in your mind. Come on. You need revival, but you've got to wake up to the fact you actually carry it. Let me show you. For I always pray to the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory. Hallelujah. That He may grant you a spirit of wisdom and revelation. Now listen to what it says. Of insight into mysteries and secrets in the deep and intimate knowledge of Him. By having the eyes of your heart flooded with light. What are you seeing, sir? Because if you can't see it, you won't have it. Where does that come from? I'm glad you asked. Jeremiah chapter 1, 11 and 12. Jeremiah, what do you see? What do you see? What are you perceiving? What are you expecting? What are you wanting to see happen? Because let me tell you right now, if you can't see it, you won't have it. So what are you seeing? What are you building in your imagery, in your faith? What are you allowing God to create on the inside of you so that you can see it and you can start to speak it and declare it and decree it? Amen? Come on. All of you sitting in this room tonight have the authority and the ability to make apostolic decrees, prophetic decrees. Amen. It's not just the prophets and the apostles. It's every one of you. Why? Because you have the same spirit that I have on the inside of you. But you've got to awaken to that reality. Amen. Come on. A few months ago, I was just praying. I said to the Lord, you know, we're building buildings all over the world, and we had this one building that we bought the land, and it's like, as they can seat 1,000 people, and it would have such an effect on that region in Uganda. We would be able to bring leaders from all over the world, from all over Uganda, from that area. We could raise up kids. We could do all sorts of things. But the building just got stagnant. No money. COVID came in, and money stopped coming in, and people were focusing on their families. And just month after month, it just went. We went from receiving like $5,000 a month to zero. It's like, Lord, what is happening? And you know, we sent all that money. They got to a place where they just had to put the roof on. And so I phoned our pastor. I said, how much do you need? He said, we need $80,000. I said, okay. And I'm thinking, okay, Daddy. So I went in my prayer chamber and I said, God, I'm making a prophetic apostolic decree today. Lord, I need $80,000 to put that roof on. Why am I sharing this with you? Because many of you don't understand the fact that you carry great authority. It's fine to have the prophets come in, but you've got to step into your authority tonight. And you've got to start to pray over Alaska. You've got to start to do that. You've got to start to get this prayer machine working. Get this prayer train working. Get this glory train working. Amen. Come on. And so I just made a decree. I said, God, I need that building finished in the next month. Because when it starts to rain on those bricks, Pastor Zach, it'll dissolve the building. Because they don't have what we have in America. They just put everything in those bricks and they fire them up, and you don't know how long those bricks will last. And so we started to cry out. Dear myself started to pray. We took communion. Hallelujah. I love communion. And guess what? It take 2 days. A man called me, and I want you to hear this. He said, 5 years ago, somebody went with you to Uganda. And they called me 2 days ago. That was when I prayed. And he said, this guy phoned me and reminded me of what you were doing. And I remembered you. I remembered your name from 5 years ago. Can you come to my office? Because I need to speak to you. He said, because in the last 2 days, I cannot get you out of my mind. What's that called? Revival. I went into his office, sat me down. He said, if you raise $35,000, I'll give you $35,000. I said, okay, deal. Walked out of his office, said, Papa, it's up to you. Within 2 weeks, we raised $35,000. He called me. He said, have you got your money? I said, yes. We went to his office. He gave us one of those big checks, $35,000. And about 5 hours later, somebody calls me because we needed 80. He said, oh, Pastor David, we've been looking for you. We've got a check for $10,000. $80,000 came in within 2 weeks. Why am I saying that to you? Because we have forgotten what we have. God says, I want to bring revival to every part of this nation. How long have you been digging the wells in Alaska? How long have men come from all over the world into Alaska? How long must Alaska wait? I'll tell you, as long as the people are asleep. As long as you slumber, oh you beautiful thing, the nation will be groaning for the manifestation of the sons of glory. How long are we going to slumber and sleep? Come on, wake up, oh you beautiful thing. Wake up into your destiny. Wake up into your purpose. Wake up into your inheritance. Walk around with a creative mentality instead of always worried about what the devil's going to do. The devil's been defeated. And so when I read these verses about, hey, have the eyes of your heart flooded with light so that you can know and understand the hope to which He has called you. And our rich, say rich, is His glorious inheritance in the saints. What is his glorious inheritance in the saints? What is it? What is his rich, glorious inheritance in the saints? What is it? Jesus. Jesus, the Holy Spirit, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is the rich inheritance in the saints. You have inherited the character, the purpose, the image, the likeness of God. That's your rich inheritance. In other words, wherever you go, people should come in contact with that. I stalk people with my eyes. I'm always looking. My wife gets irritated with me when we go out to eat. She has to remind me like 500 times when we're sitting at the table. It's just me and you, honey. Because I'm watching all the time. I'm watching like a skilled artist. I'm watching to see what I can put on the canvas of faith and opportunity. I'm watching what I can draw, and I'm listening to the narrative from heaven. What can I speak over that person's life? What brush can I put on the canvas of their heart to bring forth the image of the kingdom on them and through them and around them, that they won't just receive a prophetic word to bring them into survival, but I'll bring a prophetic word that'll bring them into revival. Not survival. Because we're just looking for the prophet to give me another survival word. God says, no, I want to give you a revival word. I want to bring the brush of heaven and the Holy Ghost, and I want to come down the Milky Way of heaven, and I want to put something in your spirit that will cause you to want to create something that God is attracted to. Instead of just waiting and, oh, well, I'm just waiting for God. God's been waiting for you for 3,000 years. Amen. And so when I look at the stuff that God, this is not just something I'm, this is a prophetic word that God gave me. Because when I read the stuff, because Jesus operates in this realm with great authority and power, you do. Because when I keep on reading, it says that Jesus says, and so that you can know and understand what is the immeasurable. These are words that we have to start looking at. Immeasurable, unlimited. Surpassing greatness of his power in and for us who believe, as demonstrated in the working of his mighty strength, which he exerted in Christ. Say exerted. Do you know what that word means? It means that you and I are now becoming an extension. When I was in Belgium, man, I just feel such a, you guys, I just feel like the waters are breaking. There's a big difference between rupturing and breaking. God's not going to rupture the waters. He's going to break the waters. And I just felt that in the Spirit. God says, I'm about to break the waters over your church. I'm about to break the waters over Alaska. You guys have been contending and contending. And God says, I'm going to come into, I'm going to start contending with you. So here I'm in Belgium. They give me an electric car. What a waste of time. Don't bring an electric car near me. I will burn it to the ground. It's a waste of time. Hallelujah. I just felt that old arsonist thing come back on me. See, I was an arsonist before I got saved. I knew how to play with fire. After I got saved, I know how to work with fire. And so, yeah, we have this electric car. And so, I said, how far can I go? Oh, 200 miles. Like, 200 miles? That's like my shopping mileage. So after, that's 400 kilometers. So every 400 kilometers, I have to take it back to the hotel, go underground where the parking place is. So the guy says, everything's in the car, just plug it in, and you'll have to plug it in for 10 hours. 10 hours will give you like 100 kilometers. It's like, okay. I'm thinking 20 hours, okay. So we're not going anywhere with this car for like a day. So I opened the car up, and there is this little bag with a big plug. And I open it, and the plug, the lead is only this long. And guess where the hole is, where the plug hole is, whatever you call it. The outlet is from here to that door away. Like, what is this guy, good sense of humor? What is he trying to do? So I have to go and find an extension cord. And God says, you can preach on that. Because some of you don't know who you actually plugged into. You don't realize the power source. You still think it's your denomination. Some of you think it's your religious mindset. You've got to be plugged in to the right power source. And so every day, God taught me a little thing about power source. Plug it into power source and make sure that the car's plugged in. Because the first night, I forgot to plug the car in properly. Can you imagine what I felt like the next day? I needed to have all sorts of baptisms and deliverances and all sorts of things because I forgot to plug it in correctly. So some of you can have all the tools you want, but if you're not plugged in, it ain't going to happen for you. You can talk all the stuff you want to talk. You can speak Christianese until you look like one. But I want to tell you right now, you need all the tools in the right place. You need to be connected to the right person. You need everything in the right place for the power to actually manifest. So here we are in the 21st century, and the church is asleep. And yet you and I have the same power that Jesus had. This is so important for us to receive tonight. God has empowered you to operate in the spirit realm. Tonight when you laid hands on me, Kim, it was like an amazing thing. I just, in a second, I was taken up in a high place. And I looked down and I just saw this a massive ocean. And God says, I'm saturating the earth with my glory. And it's going to be like water covers the earth. Tonight. God says, I want to reveal myself to you. But you've got to understand the empowerment comes from the Holy Spirit. Listen, all of us yet tonight who have been born again. Listen, I want to just read this. You are equipped to change, to produce spiritual exploits that are undeniable. Say spiritual exploits. When last did you experience a spiritual exploit? When last did you move things into place spiritually that actually manifested in the natural realm? But what's happened is we've allowed the natural realm to dictate to us instead of allowing the supernatural realm to be an area that we work from. In other words, what we're trying to do, Eleanor, is we're trying to move and shift things in the third heaven with the first heaven mentality. We're trying to do things in the third heaven with a first heaven mindset. Instead of operating from a third heaven and looking into the earthly realm and shifting and moving things because we are seated with Jesus. We don't understand who we are yet. We're clothed in Christ. We have the most supernatural anointing. We have the most vibrant, brilliant spirit that has ever roamed and ever inhabited the universe, lived on the inside of us. And we think Elon Musk is cool. Give me a break. Give me a break. I wouldn't buy his electric car. If you gave me one, I'd give it away. I'd probably take the electrical part out of it and just put a V8 in it. I'm serious. It's got no use. And God says, I've given you the most amazing power. That man sitting over there with the great hoodie thing on. What's your name, sir? God wants to heal you. God wants to set you free. God wants to give you joy in the morning. God wants to surround you with all sorts of angelic presence. God wants to bless you in season and out of season. God wants to give you joy in the morning. I'm telling you, God wants to heal you and your family and your household and your extended family and all the stuff that you guys have been through. God says this is going to be a season of supernatural breakthrough in the areas of barrenness over your life. Come on. You've got to realize there's something on the inside of you. The search that you've been on all of your life, searching and searching and searching. God says, this is the season where you're going to find the treasure. Some of you have been on this a long place of just searching and looking and looking and looking. And God says, this is the year that you're going to find what you're looking for. Amen. You're going to start to realize you carry the most amazing anointing in your life. Not just to do the engineering stuff you do, because most of that stuff is by the Holy Ghost anyway. God says, I'm going to start to show you how to write and how to speak and how to declare and how to decree those things that you want to see happen. Amen. When you walk into the shop, people are going to start to fall over and come under the Holy Ghost, and they're going to start to lie on the floor and get delivered. And all you wanted was some jeans. Because the thing that really quickened my spirit tonight is when you spoke about Acts. That's part of my sermon. Peter didn't lay hands on anybody. He didn't walk out there with a big fun friend and say, hey, yeah, we are. They were just walking down the street. I know what we would do as charismatics. Well, maybe we can make some money out of those guys. See, that should be natural in our world. The supernatural should be natural. It should be natural to have revival. But in our minds, revival is a two-day event. Going down for revival. We're having revival in my church. Revival. Revival, yeah, we're having a meeting. My church is called Revival. And Jesus left there 50 years ago. See, some of us even don't even know when Jesus left. We're all having revival. And the whole world out there is waiting for gasping for air while the church sits and waits for God. Don't worry, I leave on Monday. See, God is so gracious. God is so gracious and kind to us. How many of you know that God is so kind to us? God is so kind to us. He's never sent us without equipping us. Say, I'm equipped. Acts 1:8. Listen to this. This is in the most amazing verse, because when you study this verse out, it's not past tense. It's present future. Say present future. So the moment you got saved, you became a candidate for everything that Acts 8 produces and provides. Not only for that moment that you get saved, but the moment you live into eternity, that verse operates in you and through you. Because this is what it says. And you shall, that's present future. And you shall receive power when the Spirit comes to you, and you will, that's present future. Say present future. So why are we operating in, when we read the book of Acts, why do we read it like it happened 3,000 years ago? Why don't we read it like it's actually going to happen right now, today, and forevermore, and I've become a candidate because that's what it says. Just say, I am. I want everybody to say it. Say, I am. Revival. You've got to get it. Every moment you're awake, your eyes should be going around like big radar screens. Who out there needs revival? Oh, there's somebody. Amen? Come on. But we walk in this weird thing where, well, you know, they got cancer 10 years. Well, maybe that's just what they need to die of. Really? This should be a cancer-free zone. This should be a cancer-sick-free zone. How dare sickness, which is a spirit, come in this house? We've tolerated it. Come on, church. To say, I'm revival. Because let me tell you, there are people in the valley of decision. Can I just say this? You know what God showed me about 2-3 weeks ago? He said, I am bringing the church. I'm going to present a platform called the Valley of Dry Bones. That's the platform. That's going to be the platform. And God says, I'm bringing the church to bring a
to bring a supernatural healing to those dry bones. This is not a prophetic word that Ezekiel had. This is for us. This is a now time. And there are so many people right now with all the stuff that's going on with COVID. Can you imagine how many people have landed up in the valley of dry bones? Lost their hope, lost their joy. I know of pastors that have lost everything. And yet we are. We've come through it. Come on. I'm so thankful I've come through it. I had it in December, and I've been dewormed, I've been vaccinated, I've been everything. Deliced. I'm on the other side of that thing. And I want to tell you, I'm more bolder than I was before. Come on. You've got to find your boldness. You've got to find that place of supernatural boldness. It says they went, after they were filled with the Holy Spirit, it says they went and prayed for boldness. And it says the place that they prayed shook. I'm just feeling that tonight. I don't even know. I can't even finish what I'm saying. We've got to start a response. We've got to start to say, God, I want to see activity. I want to see undeniable results. I want to hear undeniable prophetic words. Listen to me, I'm so tired. I wrote on my Facebook today, I said, I'd rather have 10,000 humble prophets than a million prideful prophets that never tell the truth. I'm so tired of all the people prophesying. There's no results. There's no proof. There's nothing happening. If you're a prophet and you prophesy and nothing's coming to pass, you're talking nonsense. If you're a prophet worthy of anything, whatever you say will come to pass. And then these dudes get up and tell us all sorts of stuff and nothing happens. Why don't you get up and apologize for a change? Instead of just being, well, that was then, now it's now. No, we've got to be accountable to the Spirit of God that we carry. Amen? So, just somebody get on the keyboard. Father, I just pray tonight for an activation. I want to speak over these young people. I want to tell you, when you walked in here tonight, I got so excited. She's not going to go anywhere, so you don't have to hold her that tight. It's okay, that's just me. I just saw him, and he was holding her so tight. It's like, she ain't going nowhere, brother. Listen to me. You guys carry revival. You guys carry the power of God. You don't carry a 16-year-old or a... How old are you? You don't carry a 17-year-old Holy Spirit. You don't carry... How old are you? 19? You don't carry a 19-year-old Holy Spirit. How old are you? He's not 18 years old. The Holy Spirit you carry was at creation. And I doubled it. How old are you? I double dare you. I double dare you to do something this week that you've never done before for Jesus. Because we do everything for our friends. For Jesus. This week, be radical. Do you go to school? Homeschool? That's a pity. I would have said, get on your desk this week and start a praising. Maybe you should do that at home. Is that your daughter? Praise God. Come on, some of you here look like the chosen frozen. You've had Jesus in your life for longer than I've been alive. We've got to start to raise up and say, no, I'm going to start acting out my faith. I'm not just going to walk around with a fish on the backside of my car. That fish, my dear, cannot speak the gospel. When are you going to act out your faith? Or you just want to be a member all your life? God says, I'm moving the church from membership to kingdomship. Prophesy to the dry bones, because some of you know some. Prophesy to the four winds. Because he said the bones came to bone, and everything came on this beautiful, amazing image that God was recreating in this valley of dry bones. This whole army was lying there, but there was no breath in them. And sometimes we prophesy and we forget to actually prophesy breath. And that breath is revival. I want to see revival. I don't want to just give you a word and make you feel good. Revival. Revival in this valley. Revival, 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 revival. I love Rodney Hart Brown, dear friend of mine. Went to Bible school with my wife. He's raising up 300 powerful, spirit-filled, flame-throwing evangelists. This nation needs to see a movement amongst the evangelists. We've had so many movements with the apostles and the prophets, but the evangelists are missing. And some of you are evangelists. Evangelize. Start to lay hands on yourself tonight and say, God, isn't 71 million babies enough? What is happening to our nation? While the church sleeps, God actually showed me a picture of a bride sitting in a room and looking in the mirror, and she was just combing her hair and she was just doing her makeup, and she was so absorbed in her own beauty. Get off and get out of your bridal suite, oh you beautiful thing. You are the bride of Christ. Stop sitting in your bridal suite looking at yourself. That was the picture that God gave. Get out of the bridal suite. Get into this place where you say, I'm going to bring the fragrance. And you know what happened? Sage, God gave me a picture of the bride, but this side of the bride was veil and flowers and all the little pearls and stuff. And this side of the bride was warrior. Flame in her, there was flame coming out of her eyes. Love coming out of this eye, flame coming out of that eye. I know it's a little psycho, but that's what it was. That's what I saw. But see, we just want to love everything. And God says, I want you to love everybody, but I want there needs to be a flame of my glory. So what will arouse you, oh you beautiful thing? What will arouse you? Because when you read Songs of Solomon, when you read some of those books, it says, the king is aroused. You know what arouses the king? When we gaze upon him. You've lost your gaze. You've got to start to put your eyes back on Jesus. And our apostle Patricia, had a dream. And when she said it, I just started to sob. She said she was dancing with Jesus in this beautiful ballroom. And she was real close to him. She could feel his breath on her face. He was looking at her and she was looking. She was totally in. She was just in, you know, just looking in his eyes, and he was looking in her eyes. But then there was all sorts of sounds and bombs going off and screams going on all around them, and she kept on looking to where these screams and the bombings and the explosions were coming from, and he kept her turning her face and said to her, keep your face on me. This is the season where you've got to keep your gaze on me. Some of you are gazing at all the other stuff. You've lost your affectionate gaze. Do you know there's this gaze? I remember when I first met Dee. And there were times that I would just gaze at her and she would gaze at me. We didn't have to say a thing. And we were so in love. And we're still so in love, because every now and then she still, after 36 years of marriage, she still gives me that gaze. And I wonder how long Jesus longs for your gaze. We've lost our gaze. We're gazing at everything else. Just say, I am revival. Who is your first love? Who is your first love? Who is your first love? Jesus. And if he's your first love, you know, I meet people say, oh, well, you know, I have to go to church tomorrow. want to be in His presence. I want to be in His presence so badly. I want to be at His feet so badly. Every moment I'm awake, I just want to be with Him. That causes me to want to be with Him. That causes me to want to go and tell somebody about eternity. It causes me. Are you guys a couple? You married? Just hold hands. There's a new flow coming. There's new healing and restoration coming, brother. Old things have passed away. God says all things are becoming brand new. It's not going to be a long, like a drawn out thing. God says you're going to be so desirable of me. You're going to so desire my glory. You're going to so desire my presence that your family are going to say, what happened to this? You've been longing for the purposes of God. You've been longing to see God do things around your family and around your home and around your family, finance, and all those different things. God says, I want to restore your household. Who's this young lady? God wants to restore her. God wants to heal you, honey. You've been running from one water hole to the next water hole to the next water hole to this thing, and you have not had your thirst quenched. God wants to quench your thirst tonight. You're born again, then you're a daughter of the King. And it's like the enemy has tried to unseat your royalty and take away your crown and take away who you are. You are supernatural royalty. You've been designated a seat at the King's table. And I just saw fear come off you. Come up here. I want to lay hands on you. Healing. Look at me. God says, I'm going to give you a whole new heart. New one. Not damaged, not bruised, not broken. Tonight there's going to be an absolute impartation of His glory. Amen. The dreams you've desired to dream, the things you wanted, lay hands on your stomach. In Jesus' name. See, the Bible says out of the inmost parts of your belly will run and bring forth living water. Life and peace. Not destruction and turmoil. That's what you carry. Life. Joy. Peace. See, the enemy wants you to think, oh, well, I made a mistake. Everything that you did, God says, I knew before the foundation of the world. So this is going to be a season of dancing and writing those songs. Come on. That's what I see. I just see an amazing supernatural weapon in the hand of the King. And then on the other side of the coin, I see God healing you physically. Physical strength coming back to you. Physical strength coming back at a cellular level. Jesus, she'll never be the same again. Don't expect her to be the same again. Don't expect her to be lying in a fetal position in her bedroom. Those days are over. You're not going to have to sweat and strain and strive, but you're going to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. And your shopping that you guys do is not going to be like a half an hour shopping. It's going to take like 3 hours to do your shopping. Because you're not going to be able to get out of some of those aisles. I'm telling you. You sent him for bread and butter, he's going to come back like 6 hours later. Where have you been? Oh, we raised some people from the dead. We couldn't get out of the parking lot because people couldn't leave me. See, that's what I'm speaking about. I'm serious. I'm not joking. Your whole experience about who God is about to change. God's going to show you things that you've only seen in dreams. God's going to start to show you things that you wrote. I saw you drawing on pieces of paper, trying to make all sorts of molds and models. God says those things are going to be the things that you're going to create in the hearts of people. It's like there's an artistry anointing on you. And God's going to cause you to bring it forth in the hearts of people. When you prophesy over people, they'll start painting the most amazing paintings, and they're like, the day before, they couldn't even draw a stick man. And God says, you're going to bring them into a place where they're going to prophetically draw things that will be so amazing, they will sell it for thousands and thousands of dollars. That's what you guys carry. Amen? Come on, lay hands on the sick. That lady over there, I believe you need a healing and a miracle in your body. Come. Just sit over here. Come sit next to your, is this your wife? Come. The other day I told someone to come and sit next to his wife. It wasn't his wife. Come. God wants to bring supernatural healing to you. Supernatural breakthroughs. Can hold hands. Hold hands. This is your time of healing and restoration. This is your time of breakthrough. Well, I just see that he's been your shelter and he's been your oil. But God says, I want to give you oil and I want to give you fire and I want to bring back a step. Like I just see you stepping into this new step, a step of resilience. Because you've said, God, how am I going to find my second wind? It's like this brain fog. God says, I'm healing and is that right? Because that's what I'm feeling in my spirit. It's time for you to be healed so you can be exuberant and resilient and brilliant the way God made you. There was a time in your life that there was so much fire coming out of your mouth and the enemy is trying to extinguish that fire, and God says, tonight I'm restoring the fire of your spirit. I'm telling you, these people sitting here are going to think, what has happened to her? Because you're going to be one that's going to come up and dance and just do things that you thought was never going to happen again. In Jesus' name. But I bind fear tonight. I bind anxiety and fear and oppression. I bind its work off your life. I bind the lie that the enemy is trying to just lay hands on your stomach. In the name of Jesus, her mind will think clearly. I speak into the narrow pathways of your brain, that there will be a functionality come back into your brain, into the electricity of your brain. I'm seeing that. That something is almost like it's going to make connection. And suddenly the lights are going to come on. And you're literally going to see in color from tomorrow. It's like, whoa, I've never seen those colors before. I'm telling you, you, my dear brother, are going to be overwhelmed by God's grace. Because this is not just part of her life and maybe that's just what happened. No, God says, I'm putting my hand on her tonight and I'm bringing her to total recovery. That's literally going to change your whole household. And you're going to feel like you can mother again. That's been the biggest battle. Tonight's your mind. just receive it. Because Jesus is doing it. The battle is His, not your battle. And every desire you've had to mother, to nurture, to raise up, to disciple, it's all going to come back. Jesus. Not in 4 months, not in 2 years, tonight. You're going to sleep like you've never slept before. There it is, just receive. I literally see God touching the electrical field of your brain. Jesus, wow. Thank you, Lord. You're going to rewrite the destiny for your whole family. And the Lord says, son, you will no longer say whatever will be, will be. You no longer say that that's just circumstance. But there's going to be a greater revelation of your authority. Greater authority. God says, have I not spared your life? Have I not held your life in my hand? Not just once. Many, many times. Why? For such a time as this. And there's going to be a time that you're going to have to get up behind that desk. And you're going to have to shape yourself. Your revival. Your wife is revival. Your household is revival. And I'm telling tonight, by the Spirit of the Lord, something just happened in your family tree. That young lady sitting over there with the green on, come in. Just come. Yes, there's only you there. Unless you've got a shadow somewhere else. Or a twin sister somewhere. Oh, just come. Thank you, Jesus. What's your name? Have I ever ministered to you before? Come here, husband. He didn't even budge. He's like, hold hands. Please hold hands. Or did you fight on the way here? Okay, then hold hands. Listen to me. You're a revival. You are a revival. There is a powerful anointing on your life. You are an evangelist. You are a revolutionist revivalist. And it's like the enemy wants to just say, oh, well, that's all you can do. But in this season, I saw fire come out of your mouth. You are so wary of seeing people go through stuff. He's like the walking... You know, he's like a, you call it an elastoplast. When you get cut, what do you put on the cut? He's like a band-aid. He'll just love everybody through it. He'll just give them baby powder, kisses, and sugar. God says, I'm going to stir you up in this season as an intercessor. Prophetic intercessor that's married to the prophetic evangelist. You guys have got to start to stoke the fire. Are you hearing me? I don't want just nodding treatment. I want to hear what you're saying. Is that right? Because it's been in your heart since you were a little girl. People didn't know how to shut you up. And you still have that fire. And God says, this is going to be a season where I'm going to give you a heart for the nation. I'm going to give you prophetic words for nations, for cities, for people. You're gonna be in your car and literally pull over and lay hands on people. Amen? Amen, brother. No more fear. You've got the stamina like Elijah had when he ran in front of the chariot. See, God's looking for that type of church in the face of Ahab. Will run out ahead, and while he ran, guess what happened? What happened? You know what happened? Just zoning out. You know what happened? It started to rain. So prophetic. While he ran, the nation was in a famine, and while he ran out ahead of Ahab, it started to rain. God says, I'm going to give you the stamina to run out ahead
of the Spirit right now over the nation, which is Ahab, and revival is going to start to break out. Amen. Come on. And God says, you don't have to control the revival, just start the revival. Go, I'll raise up people that'll, you know, oversee it. You just go and be the arsonist that you need to be. Are you hearing me? Supernatural. Supernatural anointing. Come on. Supernatural. 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 Everything in the natural realm is going to come to attention. Jesus walked on the material he created. He walked on the water. He created it. And God says, I've given you the same authority. There's going to be a downgrade or an upgrade, a download and an upgrade of God's glory. The blind will see. Let me tell you what's going to change. Look at me. The statistics about the indigenous people of this land. Suicides are going to come down. Self-harm is going to come down. Sugar diabetes is going to come down. All the heart problems are going to come down. And people will say, what happened? And they'll have to acknowledge the fact that God has raised up a generation of people that will usher in the supernatural. Because there's a verse in my Bible, in Romans, that says, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in you and will quicken your mortal bodies. So it's not just about seeing the supernatural fire. It's about understanding that with that comes the anointing to see supernatural health and healing come on a generation or a culture of people. And the Lord says, you're going to teach people, and you're going to teach people not to say anymore, well, they're just going to have more suicides next year. You've got to stop that. Amen. You're going to have to start making some apostolic decrees. And I just saw that the Lord was going to give you the budget and the vehicle. Now, I don't know if that's a bus. I don't know if that's like an RV or an airplane. I don't know what that is. I saw God give you a vehicle and the finances to go throughout the state of Alaska to bring forth revival. And it's like when I watched you tonight, I've known you, I don't know how many years when I first met you. It's like God is doing a supernatural work in your physical appearance, in your physical health. That you're going to have the energy, you're going to have the strength, not of Samson. You're going to have the strength of Jesus. Because I don't want to be a Samson. God says there are too many churches that have wanted to be Samson churches. But when you read the life of Samson, he never built anything, he never fostered anybody, he never discipled anybody. In actual fact, everything around Samson's life was a mess. And God says, you're going to actually deliver people from a Samson mentality. So I want to tell you tonight, there is such an amazing, it's like you're going to sense it, you're going to feel it. There are going to be times that you're going to have to get house sitters to sit in your house while you travel, because you're not going to be away for a weekend. You're going to be away for a week at a time to bring. It's like you carry a red carpet. I see like a red carpet attached to your back, and as you walk, you are actually unraveling a red carpet for Jesus to walk on. That's what you carry. I wish I could draw that picture. It's like I saw you as you were walking, this red carpet was being laid down behind you. You were making way for the King. Jesus. Because you've been tirelessly, effortlessly, faithfully. Jesus. Just receive it. Thank you, Lord. The stamina to run out ahead of Ahab. Wow, that was a great word. I'll take that word for myself. Thank you, Jesus. What's your name? Sarah? It's going to be okay. Come here. going to be okay. It's going to be a season of resurrection life. Look at me. Resurrection. No weapon formed against you can... Look at me. No weapon formed against you can prosper. The enemies try to distort the truth. God says, don't believe it. You shall run and not go weary. And not just you, but your whole family. One thing after the next. Stops here tonight. It stops right here tonight. He is your healer. We put a demand on what Jesus purchased tonight. He purchased your healing. He purchased your health. He purchased longevity. He purchased all sorts of things for you. And this fear thing, this spirit of fear and anxiety is almost like a death spirit that hangs around you. Cut it off in the name of Jesus. I sever it tonight. In Jesus' name. Is that correct? I guess. I want to tell you something. You are a mighty woman of God. And you've been faithful. But it's like the enemy's trying to come against your health, against you physically, your mind, your family, this thing, your finances. Tonight God says, I'm going to start making a way where there doesn't seem to be a way. Coming out of a time of barrenness into a time of fruitfulness in Jesus' name. That guy with the blonde hair. You look just like my son. Come, are you married? That's your wife? Come here with her. That young lady with the that's sitting over there. Come. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. What's your name? Wendell? And? Viola, where are you from? Poland? And? Alaska? Nations on you. So many nations on you, guys. Like the enemy's trying to stop you in your tracks. God says, I've given you great authority. Look at me. Great authority to walk out around the world. And I saw you teaching young men how to do all sorts of stuff. Hang gliding, surfing. God, I want to teach how to teach these young men. I want to teach these young women. And the thing that has stopped you is not just COVID. Finances. Restrictions, resistance. It's just like you run out of, Lord, I've run out of the steam that I once had. And I just saw tonight God blowing on the sails of your heart. Amen. You're a worshiper. Both of you are. You're a little bit more prophetic than he is. And so you've got to start stirring it up. Amen. I just see God giving you a makeover. Not just physically, but emotionally and spiritually. You're going to experience a spiritual makeover. Those burning bush experiences that you once had, they're coming back. Those encounters that you had with Jesus, coming back, brother. So every time I'm here, do you come to this church? Hallelujah. Every time I come, I don't want to see you sitting in the back. I want to see you sitting in front with a notepad and a pen, taking notes, getting stirred up, reestablishing your faith, dreaming again, having visions again. Amen? You ready for that? Big time. Thank you. Don't go anywhere. Wait, let's just wait. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, because I want Jesus to touch you. I want Jesus to come and start ministering to you. I want the Lord Jesus to come to change the narrative of your mind. That's where it has to start. The narrative here has to change so that the heart here can change. I bind the lie that you partnered with. That's what I'm thinking. I bind the lie that you've bought into. I cut that lie off you. For the Lord would say tonight, I've called you and your wife to nations. There is a global anointing on you to bring revival, to blow on the flames, to blow on the coals of a sleeping church. I actually like give a sound like, I wish I could make it louder. Why don't you just change my voice there? Amen. So lay hands right there on your tummy. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. You will not lose momentum. You won't lose the acceleration. You won't lose the dream. You won't lose the passion. You won't lose the fire. Look at me. Both of you need to start a gaze on Jesus again. Thank you, Jesus. I just feel the Lord saying to you, Wendell, I can trust you. You've got to trust you. I trust you. You've got to trust you. She trusts you. You've got to trust you. That's where the whole thing is. Thank you, Jesus. What's your name? Oh, Heidi, are you from Germany or Austria? Okay, because most Heidis come from Austria. Heidi. Okay, Father, we just thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I saw you. Look at me, Heidi. You're a cup in the hand of the King. You're a cup in the hand of the King. And if you will continue to be the cup in the hand of the King, not the ruler, not the stand, not the mat, not the cup. God says you've got to allow everything that He's birthed within you to be revealed. Amen. Come on, you are a strategist. You are a cultural architect. And God's given you so many different dreams and desires. And God says this is going to be a season where your voice will no longer be squashed, but your voice is going to be heard in the marketplace. Amen. Come on, you're like revivalist. God's not looking for perfection, honey. He's looking for obedience. And I just saw you running through the streets, and you're on fire. And wherever you ran, everywhere you went, just burst into flame. Amen. Come on, don't try and model it to what man thinks it should look like, or this one. No, model it toward Jesus. Amen? Because it's like when I look in your eyes, I can see like little embers, like what's happened to the fire. So Father, in Jesus' name, just ignite the fire. Ignite the fire. Ignite the fire. Ignite the fire. You're not just a nurturer. Everybody just, well, she's such a nurturer. Yes, you are, but you're a revivalist, and that revivalist anointing needs to be awakened within you in Jesus' name. Do you think Heidi Baker is the only person that God can use? God wants to raise other Heidi Bakers up. You know, I'm on Cindy Jacobs' round table. I'll be with him in November on the round table. You know what the Lord said to me about Cindy Jacobs? Where are my other Cindys? Where are my other Heidi Bakers? Where are all my other Billy Grahams? Where are all these other people? I just feel such an impartation coming on you tonight. A new GPS system. God says, I'm giving you a new GPS system in your hands. Did you go to Bethel? Well, you're going to start a Bethel. You're going to start a place where people will come and be filled with the power of God and filled with faith and filled with vision. And the Lord says right now, as you waited upon Him and you're like, God, I'm trying to figure out what I need to do. God says you'll no longer be at this crossroads of decision. God's going to show you what you ought to do and where you ought to be. That couple over there, my favorite couple, that lady sitting there with the orange. Yes, man. This is what I see God doing. I saw God giving both of you a big, long javelin. In the past, it's like you've had a little stabbing spear. God says, I'm giving you a throwing spear. And you're going to start declaring things way over the mountain. You're not just going to speak to the mountain anymore. You're going to start dealing with stuff on the other side of the mountain. Amen? Come. I want to lay hands on you. Thank you, Jesus. That couple sitting with the caps on, come out here. You're so ready. You're like, God, I want to see some stuff happen. Like everything happens with her. There's never a dull moment in her life. But you have been ready for a supernatural transition. And your whole deal is going to be different to her. I just saw your husband laying on the threshing floor. I just see God dealing with... Come a little closer. I just see God just dealing with, not like bad stuff, but God says, I'm going to start to show you all the gold you carry. I'm going to start to show you all the treasures that you carry. I'm going to start to highlight all the awesomeness inside of you. Where the enemy over the last couple of months have tried to highlight all the other stuff that you've already dealt with, God says, no, that's not even there anymore. Don't believe in shadows. I've never seen the shadow of a dog bite anybody. It's the treasure you carry. You guys are like carriers of treasure. And God says, I'm giving you a spear. You know what that means? The word of the Lord. The declaration in your mouth. The decreeing. The Bible says, you shall decree a thing that shall be established. It's like you cannot wait to see things established. How long, God, must I wait? That's been your cry, hasn't it? God says no more. He's actually going to jumpstart you. Jumpstart in the race. You're going to actually see things fulfilled. You're going to see things accomplished. And you're going to be like, whoa, what happened there? Amen? Come on. Thank you, Jesus. It's all over you tonight. I see a son receiving a ring, like a sonship ring. I see you receiving like a mantle, a sonship ring. That's what I see. And the burden that you've carried about who you couldn't be has now become who you are. Come, can I hug your husband? Just receive it. It's okay, just receive it. Just receive it. You're an awesome son. You're an awesome, beautiful son. He loves you. You can become. You can walk out. You can accomplish. You will accomplish. All the stagnation and all the words that kept you in a place of stagnation is over. These days are over. God says, I'm going to run. You're going to become like a runner. Even your voice is going to change. Even the way you play, your instruments are going to change. I live for these moments. Just hold hands. When I saw you up there, the thing that came on my spirit was wow. It's like a big wow over you. There's such a humility. What's your name? Karen, you carry a humility that people think it's weakness, but it's not. It's humility. It's a great strength for you. And it's like you have a great gift of discernment. And sometimes people have thought that discernment you carry is actually going to keep people back, but it's not. It's actually a safety net. You're very, very cautious person. Like, I sense things in the spirit. Sometimes she'll even say, I don't think you should do that, honey. Can I just say this? You carry an amazing ability to create and to build and to accumulate great wealth. You've got to start to listen. You've got to start to listen, because He's going to start downloading some ideas and strategies. Amen. God wants you to be strategic in this season. You are not connected to the economy of Alaska. It's not your source. God's given you an anointing to do business. Those, all those ideas that you've had, all those years of ideas. God, I've got all these ideas. I've got all these things that I want to do, and I don't know if I can do it. And all those preconceived restrictions are coming off you tonight. In Jesus' name. And also just here in my spirit, tell Him He's a beautiful, awesome son. The whole sonship thing. I just see sonship. God says, I'm going to start putting a sonship anointing on you. You're going to know what it means to be a son. And you're going to know what it means to walk in your inheritance. But these are the days. These days of barrenness and just having, just seeing just before the breakthrough, then this happens and that happens, those days are. Amen? Come on. And so I just feel that you're going to dig your feet in and you're going to accomplish what God wants you to accomplish in this season. Amen? Don't be too concerned about all the peripheral stuff that's going on. Because many times you've had to fight other people's battles, and it's not your battle. God says, I'm going to keep you from other people's conflicts. Amen? Come on. Just reach out your hand. Because you see, people don't have demons. They just are oppressed by other people's oppression. I'm serious. And how many times have you had to fight other people's battles? That's caused you, they're on their merry way, and there you are, exhausted, just shot to pieces, and God says, never again. Every time, all those big contracts you thought you'd get, you never got. But those days are changing. Can I just say something very bold to you tonight? There's 100 years worth of blessing that was diverted by the enemy that should have come to your family. Why don't we do a little bit of an outlandish thing tonight and get into agreement and say, Lord, over the last 100 years that we lost out on our inheritances, lost out on finances, lost out on property, had to give this property up, had to give this one up. God, why don't we get into agreement and just say, God, because You're a great, awesome God, could You please deliver us and bring back all those hundreds of years of blessing that we missed out on because our family was distracted. How about that? So I'm going to get into agreement tonight that in the next couple of hours, your whole circumstance is going to change. Because you work so much for so little. And God says, those days are coming to an end. Amen? Woo! See, that's what I want to see. Faith. Faith comes by dancing. So let me just pray for you. Let's allow Jesus now to come. Because what I just saw, I don't know if you felt it, but I just saw like all the stuff come off you. Like all the yucky stuff. That's weighed you down. It's like you're carrying like 6 anchors. God says they're gone. Amen. Father, we thank You. Just reach out your hand. You carry revival. You carry the promises of God. You carry this. Listen to me. Men don't get calluses because they sit down and do nothing. God says, I'm giving you the nation of bread. You're going to live off the bread. You're going to live off the wine. You're going to live off the over and above. The press down and the shaking and running over. Amen. Stop being a worry wart. Just get into agreement with God and say, this is going to be our season. Amen. Boy, I'll take that word for myself. Thank you, Jesus. Lay hands on your husband's feet. Thank you, Jesus. I can go for another couple of minutes. What's your name? just you, sir. Come here. I won't keep you but 5 minutes more. Revival. That guy who let us worship, come. Come here. Come here. What's his name? Dakota. I want to go to Dakota. So you just come to me. Praise God. Just come stand over here. Thank you, Jesus. Are you guys about to have a baby? Quick birth. Quick birth. Yeah, you almost broke my hand today, brother. I said to the guys when we walked into the cafe, I said, that dude can break your hand. Just hold the hand. Quick birth. Stay away from all these old maids that have never had children, trying to tell you how you can have their children. Or you can, stay away from them. Listen, when Dee and myself wanted to have a baby, we found women that had 40 stretch marks that could tell us how to have children. So stay away from everybody that's never had a child to try and tell you how to you have a child. No, just stay away from them. Get in God, because that baby is an amazing miracle and a blessing. There's revival in you. I don't know what you're facing right now. You've been facing some stuff. And God says, watch me remove the resistance. Watch me remove all the stuff that you've been thinking, God, how am I going to get through this? How am I going to do this? How am I going to accomplish it? Watch God accomplish it for you. Amen. There's always a purpose in God. Nothing's wasted. Nothing He created is wasted. And He's filling you with such fire and passion like never before. In Jesus' name. What's your name? How old are you? Wow. Where do you live? Who's your parents? This dude's ready to just burst into flames. I'm serious. And you know what I would do if I was you guys? Be very grateful. I would be very grateful if he was my son. You know why? Because he's carrying God. He's carrying the Lord Jesus. He's carrying the anointing that's going to awaken up a generation. So you're going to need to just do what you don't need to do. I just double dare you. Just I release you, brother, to go into all the byways and the highways around this area and just lay hands on people, roar like a lion, roll around on the floor, douse people in oil, just do all sorts of crazy stuff to bind and to get people delivered from a religious spirit. In actual fact, I want all those young people to stand up here and I want you to lay hands on them. Just blow on them. Spit on them, blow on them. Just don't push them over. But come here. You see, you guys, yeah, over here, listen to me. You guys need to realize that you will awaken the generation. You. Come, all these young people. So come in a long line. Did you do arithmetic at school? Do you know what a long line is? Long line. Okay. So all homeschool? Okay. So all I want you to do, now listen, look at me, everybody. I want you to hold your hand up like this. Like you're going to receive something. All I want you to do is I want you to touch them like that and just go. That's all I want you to do. Can you do that? Okay, just do it. Just follow me. Quickly. Impartation. 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 Father, I pray that they receive such an exciting supernatural impartation that they'll move by your spirit. Amen. Look at me. Moved by the Spirit of God. Come on, it's all over you. In Jesus' name, come on, it's on you. It's on you. There's fire on you. In Jesus' name, come on. Fire, fire, fire.